Hi, so today I'm here with Emerald. Last year people may remember that Emerald wrote us a blog for National Advocacy Week, and I'm hoping that I'm going to get her to say a few things. So Emerald, first of all, do you want to say hi?
Hi everyone, my name's Emerald.
Cool, thanks Emerald. So my first question to you is, what do you understand when we talk about working in partnership? What does that mean to you?
It means working together with people.
Okay, and why do you think that's important?
Because it's about working together with people. It's about the person themselves, not about other people, and asking opinions and getting advice from that person, not other people and professionals putting things in place without asking the person themselves.
So it's about putting the person at the centre then?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. So can you give me an example of when maybe people didn't work in partnership with you?
So I got sectioned a couple of years ago under the Mental Health Act because I wasn't very well, and I got put in a police van to be transported to a mental health facility, and before they had space for me, I had to wait in the police van, and I felt as if I was invisible and I wasn't even in the back of that police van, because when I asked to go to the toilet, which is one of your human rights as a person, and asked for a drink of water because I was very thirsty and anxious, they didn't do either, and their excuse was because it was too risky for other people, my unstable actions and my unstable behaviour.
Okay, that sounds really scary and not very nice at all.
It was very scary, and I didn't even feel like a human being at the time because I couldn't do anything.
That's horrible. So, Emerald, can you tell me what you think they could have said that would have made that situation better?
With me, I hear voices when I'm in that state of mind, and they could have said something like day-to-day stuff, like how are your family, who's in your family, just talk about general day-to-day things and about like what the weather's like or where you'd like to go, anything just to distract me from hearing the voice so strong in my head, so then it'd hopefully help me to calm down.
Brilliant, thank you. And what could they have done differently as well?
So they could have, for starters, human right, let me go to the toilet and give me a glass of water. But also, like, physically, like, hugged me to try and comfort me more and make me feel, like, safe and okay. And maybe, like, pin me down, not necessarily pin, but, like, hold me so I feel secure and feel that I'm okay and I'm not going to hurt myself. And maybe just sit with me and just talk to me and make me feel like I'm actually there, not invisible when I didn't exist.
Brilliant, thank you. Thank you, Emerald, so much for talking to me today. Anything else you'd like to just add about people that are advocates for you?
People that understand me and get all my conditions are the best advocates, because they understand what I'm going through and they know which way and the best ways to support me, instead of just acting as if I'm not there, and people that don't understand you don't really know what to do, and they're probably very scared themselves, so just back away and don't really say or do anything. But the people that do understand you are the ones that can physically and emotionally be there and relieve stress off you and help diffuse the situation.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Emerald.
That's okay.
Bye.
Bye.